Welcome back to Sports Day and the news this morning that I saw Wildcats announcement coming, and then a little bit later in the morning, about 10 o'clock this morning, we found out, Hayes, we were revealed who this person was, and it turns out to be Jack Purchase, a man who comes from really good pedigree. We'll talk about that tonight here on Sports Day. He's already played in the NBL, both for Melbourne United and for the Adelaide 36ers, and great to have Jack here on Sports Day. Welcome, mate. Congratulations and welcome to Perth.
Yeah, thank you, mate. Thanks for having me on. It's exciting times. I can't wait to get over there and get started.
So you're not here yet. Where do we find you tonight?
Yeah, so I'm in Adelaide at the moment. So just out here with the girlfriend, and heading over to Perth shortly. I'm assuming. Yeah.
Congratulations, Jack. Can you tell us a bit more about the journey so far to get to this point in your life?
Yeah. So. I went to college in Hawaii, which was beautiful. Did 4 years over there.
Came back.
Oh, yeah, it was really tough. I was living about 5 minutes away from Waikiki.
I've been there five times all my younger days. Anyway, that's for another time. Keep going.
Yeah, so I was struggling out there. You know, life was tough. And then came back to Melbourne. Signed with Melbourne United as a DP. Did my DP season there. And then COVID hit, so I didn't really have a crack at NBL 1 that year. And then was an injury replacement with the 36ers last year. And recently just been down in Hobart playing in NBL 1 South for the Hobart Chargers. And then our season got cancelled. And then luckily enough, got the call from Perth. And what an opportunity is for me. I can't wait.
Hey, Jack, how does the injury replacement player scenario work?
Good question. So Isaac Humphries got injured, and they weren't sure how long he was going to be out. So then they brought me in. I joined them. It was a game by game type of a situation thing. So he came back. I stayed with the team because they weren't sure how he was going to go. And then he got re-injured, and then I ended up signing on and staying with the team for the last 6-7 games of the year. So yeah, I was just filling in for Isaac because he was hurt.
I want to go back to the University of Hawaii and find out why a kid from Melbourne ends up going to that university. Was it for basketball or something else?
Well, so actually I went to my first school I went for my freshman year was Auburn University down in Alabama. So I did my freshman year there. Then I transferred to Hawaii after that. And, it was amazing. I was living on the beaches, going up North Shore. My best mate's dad owned one of the most popular restaurants on the island. I was getting to hang out with blokes like Kelly Slater and all that. And, it was just unreal. I had an amazing 4 years over there.
And how does a 206-centimetre player surf? Can you do that? It is easy?
Oh, so I had a crack at it. I was out there a little bit, but it wasn't the easiest thing for me. They gave me on the longboards, and I was getting up a couple of times, but... I remember one day I spent about 3 or 4 hours out in the surf and only managed to stand up on 2 waves. So it was a bit frustrating, but I had a crack.
Did you go out and have a look at Pipeline, mate? I went to Pipeline a couple of times and I just saw, blokes just crunching themselves on the reef. I mean, it was unbelievably big the day I went there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I went down to Pipeline a bit. I went and watched the event once as well. The waves are huge. I mean, I can't believe those guys put themselves out there and... Because some of them get held under for a couple of minutes, I think, if they get dumped pretty bad. So it'd be pretty scary out there, but, yeah, they do well.
All right, let's get it on the court. You've described yourself as a pick-and-pop four-man who can knock down the three ball. Is that pretty much right?
Yeah, that's pretty much right. That's what I've been doing for the last 5-6 years, just playing pick-and-pop. I like to shoot a three, like to make the extra pass, get an assist, and crash the boards as well.
I was just having a look at your average from your 9 games at Adelaide. You got 17.8 points, but 40% from long range. What makes you so good at the long range, and how much work do you do at it?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. It's just the work. I work at it every day. It's probably the one thing that I work on the most is my shooting. So I feel comfortable whenever I'm behind the three-point line and I can feel like I can knock down any kind of shot. And it's just trusting in your shot, trusting in the work that you've put in. And, it just comes from a lot of work, really.
Your old man played in the NBL from 1984 to 1993. How influential has he been?
Oh, for sure, mate. He's been the biggest influence in my basketball career. He's been my number one supporter my whole career so far, and he's just been an amazing support for me. Him and my mum and my two sisters as well, they've been amazing in supporting me over the years, and yeah, they're wrapped for me to be able to get this opportunity with the Wildcats.
What about Andrew Gaze? We saw him a lot over the Olympics. He gave one of the great speeches. There was a lot of emotion in that. You're his nephew, is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. So Andrew married into the family. He's married to Dad's younger sister. So, yeah, he's my uncle. He coached me for maybe 3 or 4 years in the juniors before I headed off to college, and he was a massive help. And, yeah, he taught me a lot.
Did you like him on that show? What was the name of that show again? I forget already.
Shinwa, or something like that.
He was very emotional, yeah, though, wasn't funny. He, when the Aussies finally achieved the dream of Olympic medal, wasn't he? I don't know if you saw that moment, did you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think the whole country saw it. I mean, it meant a lot to him. It meant a lot to everyone in Australian basketball. It was a massive moment for the boys, and, you know, we couldn't have been prouder of him.
So when you come to Perth and ply your craft here, what have you been told? What areas of the court? You know, you're a forward. Are you expecting to be a front man? I mean, how are you going to fit into the roster over here?
Well, that's it. That's what I'm looking forward to training camp for. I mean, just to try and find a little spot for myself in the team somewhere. I can kick and pop. I can cut to the basket. I can rebound. I can make the right pass, make the right play for the team. That's all. I think that all that comes in training camp and just trying to get in and gel with the other boys on the team and help out in any which way that I can.
Do you know many of the players? Have you crossed paths with any of them?
I don't know them personally. I don't know many of them. I went to Italy with Kyle Zunick, the new DP that we've just signed a couple of years ago. But, I've had a few of the boys reach out to me today and just say welcome to the team, which has been great. I'm just looking forward to getting over there and meeting them all and starting to get to work.
Two roster spots remaining for the Perth Wildcats, still an import spot. Can you tell us about who that import might be?
Oh, I'd have no idea. That
makes three of us.
And where are you going to shack up over here in Perth? Have you put in any requests? Do you know much about Western Australia and the landscape, mate, or what?
No, I actually don't. Literally 10 minutes ago, I was speaking to Mitch Norton about, and he's recommended a few spots for me to live. I think I'm maybe Scarborough, but I really don't know. I'm getting a bit of help from the club at the moment, and sure, we'll have it all sorted pretty soon.
Yeah, well, Scarborough's a nice part of the world, mate. They've just recently done up the beach down there. You've got an ocean pool. You've got plenty of activities and all of that sort of stuff. It's close to the beach, and sounds like that you like that from your experience over there in Hawaii. Thanks for having a chat, mate. Take care, and hopefully we'll have a chat to you when you're here in Perth further down the track.
Yeah, for sure, mate. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Good on you. Jack Purchase, the new Wildcat, and you can hear the enthusiasm in his voice. 206-centimetre forward, 26 years of age, spent, as you've just heard, some time over in the United States and more recently playing for the Adelaide 36ers. 17.8 points, 40% from the long range, 9.4 rebound average, 2.7 assists and a block per game. Pretty impressive stats in what was limited game time, and look forward to having him here as we clear a commitment on the other side. Speaking of looking forward to having people on the program, Matty McKeldin has been our motorsport expert, and there is so much to talk about on the back of Daniel Ricciardo winning a Formula One Grand Prix over there in Italy, the first for a long time. Back soon.